It's like, I don't care about nothing, man. Roll another blunt. Yeah.
I changed it.
La la da 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 da. La da da da. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Roll that shit up, bro.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high.
Welcome to the Top Tier Podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Hubbard. I'm here with some of my good friends and my brother, Doug. Doug, how's everyone doing tonight?
Good.
Pretty good.
Wonderful.
We should be having...
Every day you wake up.
Mark's here.
Yeah. Hi, Mark.
Mark, what's welcome up to the show. Welcome aboard, Mark. We're getting ready to go here. Marvel and DC villains. So, super villain tier list. Doug, you can get into some plugs real quick, and then we'll get going.
Okay. Listen to Anthony, Boxman, and Smark, I think. The Dirt Sheet Dudes every Wednesday and Friday night. Mixler.com/Dirt Sheet Dudes. I'm pretty sure they're still on air. I know there's been some controversy, but I'm pretty sure they're still going. But Mixler.com/Dirt Sheet Dudes every Wednesday and Friday night, 10 o'clock Eastern time. That can be found on all podcast platforms. Listen to us every Friday night at 8 o'clock, unless I get stuck at work, and then it might be later. For the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast, part of the Everything Unscripted Podcast Network. This Friday night, it's going to be another edition of Fantasy Warfare. It looks like we're going to be doing the U.S. title because the people that are voting on the polls right now have something against women. So, it looks like the U.S. title is going to be the tournament that we're going to do on Friday. Obviously, also listen to the Top Tier Podcast, usually between 5 or 6 p.m. every Sunday here on blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted. That's also where you can find the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. We are in the midst of the Unscripted Jeopardy tournament right now. We're doing the second chance matches. There's going to be a second chance match on Tuesday at 7 o'clock. blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted. And also Thursday at 7 o'clock, same channel. I'm not going to repeat it again.
Okay.
All right. Remember, the winner of this tournament gets to not only pick a tier list for us to do in the future and or a subject for the wrestling show, but also gets a $25 gift card to wherever they want. We've had several people advance so far. Mark is probably the smartest one that has advanced because there's a lot of people advanced that probably have no business being in this thing. And that's pretty much it.
All right, guys. So now we got the tier list. Super villains. Same tiers we usually do. We got the best, very good, mediocre, meh, which is underwhelming, and bad. And Sharon's also joining us on the show tonight. How's it going, Sharon?
Good, thanks. Hi, guys.
Hi, Sharon.
Hola.
She just yelled at me for hogging the microphone.
So
I thought you said Cher was joining us. I'm like, that's a hot ticket.
Hakamadi. Mark, I'm going to get started with you here and talk about the villain to the kind of upcoming Justice League Snyder Cut. Talk about Darkseid a little bit. One of the most memorable ones.
Well, I mean, how is he not top of the list?
Yeah.
He just does it all. He's your everything bad guy.
Yeah. I mean, Thanos can be called the copycat of Darkseid because Darkseid was first. Thanos does copy a lot. Without the gauntlet, pretty much, They could have got sued if they wanted to.
Darkseid does everything, can do everything that Thanos does with a glove or a cosmic cube. And he doesn't need any special thing.
Yeah. The anti-life equation and all that. But, I'd say, I mean, he's the top bad guy for the Justice League, so he probably should go in the best. What do you think, Sky?
I would have to agree with you guys. I don't have really much information on him.
All right, so we're thinking best. Doug and Sharon, what do you guys think?
I agree.
I'll agree because, like, I'm not. Oh, yeah, hey, we got to get Eric's opinion, too.
All right. Now we'll go on to a Batman villain. Eric, I'll let you start us off. What do you know about the Penguin?
He was villain to Batman. He was the rival to Batman. So
he kind of looked like Daniel Hummer.
Fuck you, Scott.
I think he's above the best. I mean, not above the best, below the best. Second tier.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good villain because he's a crime lord and he runs Gotham and he runs the city. But as a villain, when you're talking about one-on-one combat, Batman kicks his ass very easily.
Exactly.
But he's not that villain. All he really is a umbrella machine gun, you know?
Yeah. And how tough can he be? Harley Quinn.
Yeah, in the show.
Yeah.
Mark, what do you think about the Penguin?
He's meh.
He's meh.
I call him meh. He doesn't have any super great big plans. He's a dark reflection to the bureaucracy that Bruce Wayne would be a part of, but he's there. He exists in Gotham. He runs the Iceberg Lounge.
Yeah, I mean, he's had some good stuff, but so we're leaning towards Matt. What do you think, Sharon, the Penguin?
He's just kind of there with a umbrella.
Yeah. Sky, you know anything about the Penguin?
He doesn't even have superpowers, does he?
No.
Yeah, lame.
There's going to be a lot of Batman villains. All right. Okay. Now we'll go towards a Marvel villain. Sky, I'll let you start this one off. What do you think about Loki, brother to Thor?
Loki? He's pretty cool. I mean, he kept the Thor movies rolling as the antagonist there. He always was kind of like the backstabber in those movies. His powers aren't that bad either. So I'd say, like, very good, probably.
I'd probably agree. I mean, he was the main villain for the Avengers for a reason. And he kind of took an anti-hero role throughout that, like, towards the end. But, yeah, I'd say very good.
I like Loki, so I'll definitely say very good. Sharon?
I agree. I like Loki.
Eric?
I'll say very good.
Mark, what are your opinions on Loki?
I mean, very good. He is the reason the Avengers got together, both movie and the original comic story.
That's true. He is. All right, now the villain to the actual Justice League movie that got released, Mark, Stephen Wolf. Not really a big presence.
Are we talking like actual Steppenwolf, or are we talking the atrocity that was the Justice League movie Steppenwolf?
Oh, we can go comic book.
Comic book? He is a general of Darkseid. He's not something to just be trifled with. He's also technically the uncle of Darkseid, so know, just evil runs in his in the family. He doesn't have any, like, super big noteworthy appearances, but, you know, he leads the armies of dark of Apocalypse, so, you know. I'll give him a very good there.
I mean, he's okay. I can't put him that high. I'd still go meh. Because even in the comics, I think the most noteworthy thing was when he stabbed Wonder Woman through the chest. He still didn't kill her, though. But, and the movie, because we got to take that into consideration a little bit. I mean,
but you're giving a dude with immortality meh.
Yeah, but it's the way he's, like, portrayed. I mean, even in the comics, he's not the big bad guy. He's the guy that sets you up for Darkseid. You know, he's the appetizer. So, to me,
he's got,
I mean,
like, every single superpower.
Yeah, he's a new god, but that doesn't really make him good. And he's still got the...
No, because he's... No shit. He's a supervillain. He's not going to be good.
Where would you put him, Sky?
I'd put him at mediocre. Just because, like you said, he didn't have a huge role, but his powers were cool.
Yeah, I mean, he
could have been a good villain if they would have used him more.
Yeah, we'll stick with that then. All right, Dougie, we're going to start with you on this one. What do you think of the Riddler?
He's okay. When he was the one of the main villains in Batman Forever, which was Val Kilmer was not a good Batman.
I disagree, but all right.
I mean, there was. I mean, Two-Face
was
basically.
What about the Lego Batman movie?
Alright. So. And just from, like, what I've seen from, like, the Batman cartoons, I'm actually just going to say Riddler is – I mean, I'll say it. The Riddler is a bad villain.
All right.
I didn't like the Riddler.
The Riddler is actually my favorite Batman villain, so I'm going to put him at the best because I like his dynamic. His dynamic with Batman is badass. He doesn't want to kill him. He doesn't care about destroying him. He just wants to outsmart one of the smartest people in the world. He wants to prove that he's smarter than Batman. And I always liked that dynamic they had. I mean, some of the riddles can get lame. And he has a movie appearance with Jim Carrey wasn't that great. But, you know, in the shows and comics and stuff, I think he's a very good villain. What do you think, Mark?
I would put him at about... I'd put him in tier. But only problem is he always wants to be better than Batman. But he can never be there. I'll admit that some of that could just be because of Batman plot armor.
Yeah.
But they recently just had him try to take down Batman with a whole series of riddles. And while exhausted, Batman answered all of them and got the Riddler to catch him.
Yeah, I mean, Batman always wins. So you'd say very good.
But I would say mid-tier.
Okay,
I put okay. He's good to show Batman's intelligence side instead of, oh, look, I can punch another bad guy.
Yeah, I just think I like those stories because it brings out the more detective in them. And I think those sometimes are a little more compelling. But.
And he might be getting redeemed in movie form with the new Batman movie, if the trailer's to be believed.
Yeah, I mean, it looks promising. It looks very promising. Sharon, are you sticking with this Riddler mediocre?
Well, I think he's a little better than mediocre.
Yeah.
Because he really does challenge Batman.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I could say he's very good.
Okay. Well, Eric, what do you think?
I think he's probably very good.
All right, so yeah, we'll put him at the borderline then. All right, we're going to go Mark, I'm going to start with you because I know this is one of your favorite Marvel villains. What do you think of Carnage?
Who doesn't love a big red psychopath who wants to kill everybody?
True.
I mean, it literally is the thing that started Venom onto his path of being an anti-hero where everybody loves him now.
He's a serial killer.
And they made him different enough that it wasn't just another knockoff of Spider-Man with Spider-Man powers.
No.
So.
Definitely one of the best Spider-Man villains that haven't gotten a movie yet.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if they're going to put Carnage in, it's a disservice if they don't make it a rated R so they can actually show Carnage.
Yeah.
And that's been a big thing because Sony needs to make sure their movies are marketable to the largest group of people, which usually leads them to having to be a PG-13.
So would you say Carnage is one of the best villains?
Yeah. They just recently wrapped up their a Carnage line where he was responsible for helping to try to bring back the symbiote god, which is a whole other thing. And he was successful, basically. So, anytime you get to write a compelling story where the villain actually succeeds, you're a badass bad guy.
Sky, what do you think of Carnage? Spider-Man villain.
I'd say very good. Yeah, he's the Venom. Is he a Venom villain too, or are they on the same page?
Well, yeah, he is a villain for Venom. I mean,
right. Yeah.
Because he's not really a good guy. Like, he's not an anti-hero. He's just a straight bad guy.
Right.
When Carnage shows up, usually it means Venom and Spider-Man are teaming up.
Yeah.
Like, neither one can take him by himself.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'd either have to say very good or us.
Dougie, what do you know about Carnage?
Not much. So I'll go with whatever you guys say.
Sure.
I agree. I don't know anything about Carnage, so I have no comment, really.
All right. I'm guessing, Eric, you're in the same boat.
Yeah, same boat.
All right. We'll put Carnage for the best, though. Sky, what supervillain that you want to get into? Anybody on the top of your head?
Anybody, huh? How about Mojo Jojo?
Mojo Jojo?
Yeah,
who the hell
from the
Mojo
Powerpuff
Jojo?
Girl.
We're not doing the Powerpuff Girls.
You said supervillain.
Pick a different one.
Evil Superman.
Oh, like Cyborg Superman?
Would you count that?
Superman when he like turns evil.
When he turned evil.
Like for injustice and all that? I'd say that was very good.
Yeah, that one.
Mark, what do you think about bad guy Superman?
I mean, he's very good. Creates a whole, regime. Takes over the world. Still doesn't kill Batman, even though he knows he needs to.
Right. All right, we'll put up a very good then. Little Superman. Next up, the Brainiac. You know anything about Brainiac, Doug?
Very little, but not much.
All right. Mark?
Doug better know that this was a trivia question we got wrong because I didn't want to overpower the team. We were doing Trivia Pursuit one night at your house, Doug. And this was the answer to the question. What intel came out of being a Superman villain?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh.
That's when we played Geek Out or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Geek Out, Trivia Pursuit, whatever it was.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Eric, you weren't there.
so what do you think of Brady?
I'm
going to
go very good on that.
Yeah, I mean, he's another one that kind of tests Superman's intelligence a little bit.
He tests Superman's intelligence, but it always ends up another fist fight.
Yeah.
And for a character named Brainiac, I would like to see more out of him other than, I fly around, collect information, shrink a city, and then blow up a planet.
Yeah.
Okay. After 60 years, I'd like to see a little something I don't know you can do.
It would be nice to see him in a movie adaptation, though.
I would like to see him brought to life if they ever make Man of Steel 2.
Right. Yeah, we'll see, man. Do you know anything about Brainiac, Sky?
No, not really.
Very good. All right, Sky, we'll start with you. We'll talk about one of the big ones, Thanos.
Thanos. Infinity
the
Stone.
Big bad.
I mean, you kind of needed them for the Avengers to fucking beat someone. That was actually a challenge, I guess.
Right.
I'd have to put him in the very good.
Would you say very good or the best?
Good. I think he's the best. He needed the Infinity Stones to make him what he was.
Yeah, I could agree with that. Dougie, what do you think of Thanos?
I'd say very good.
Elaborate.
I mean,
it takes a very good villain to acquire all four or all five or six, whatever. How many?
Now, Thanos, was he part? He was in the Guardians movies too, wasn't he?
A little bit, like cameos.
Okay.
But he was the big bad guy in Infinity War.
Right. Yeah, that part I remember. Yeah, very good. I mean, those movies were good. So.
Yeah. Sharon?
I thought he was a good bad guy. I mean, because he didn't really need the gauntlet to be the villain.
Yeah.
I mean, and what he did to his daughters and pitted them against each other. And, I mean, they weren't really his daughters, but he raised them to be his daughters. I thought he was a really good bad guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd agree. Mark, how do you feel about Thanos?
I'm gonna say very good, only because the man always loses because of himself.
What do you mean by that?
He's had several things. He hasn't only ever just gone for the gauntlet. He's gone for an item that. It's called the Cosmic Cube. Basically does the same thing as the Infinity Gauntlet. Obtain supreme power, and then he loses because he doesn't want to win. Also, he does everything in the comics for Lady Death.
Yeah, they don't really talk about that in the movies at all.
Well, in the movies, they haven't established any of the cosmic entities, so it would be weird for him to just come out of nowhere of loving the ideal concept of death. So, I mean, I give the movies credit for, at least in Infinity War, giving him, like, a cold logic to what his actions were.
Yeah.
But... He's always, like, one inch from total victory, and then he manages to fumble the ball, and then manages to pull Buffalo Bills and lose every Super Bowl game they go to.
Bam!
Quintus, welcome back.
Great. Hey, Quintus. Hey, how you doing?
Alright. Next we'll
let the dogs out.
Sky, what do you think of the Joker?
I was about to say him next, honestly. I was going to ask you if he's an anti-hero or not, though.
No, he's a villain. What do you think?
He could never kill Batman, though. He always had, like, the chance. And he could never do it. Like, he was his low-key best friend or something.
Well, yeah, I think that's part of the comedy.
Yeah.
I'd
have to say the best. I like him a lot, I guess.
Yeah, he is awesome.
I like the Joker. He's just one of those. He's Batman's number one nemesis. So I think he would have to go in the best.
Yeah.
And plus, it's actually
and he
like
can never kill him. The number one nemesis, and he can never kill him.
Yeah, but still, I mean, you get the most. I mean, Batman or Joker gets the most like movie appearances, or even got like the most cartoon appearances.
Yeah, Joker's the guy.
Yeah,
Joker's the man.
I like Joker as a villain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would put him up there. It was very good.
Okay, I think we're leaning towards the best, but
or the best. Yeah.
All right. Mark, your opinions on the Joker?
Joker is the best, and he doesn't kill Batman because he doesn't want to kill Batman. It's a very conscious choice on his behalf. He will kill everybody else because he's trying to get Batman to break his rules.
Yeah.
Without Batman, he has no joy in his life.
Yeah, I mean, he's the best. Clintus, what do you think about the Joker?
I would say he's the best one out there, too. I mean, well, if you read the comments, play the games, it's just number one villain. That you will think that someone who deserves to die needs to die, but never will be the Joker.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. All right. So now that we're moving on here, we're going to get into a Flash villain. First Flash villain. Captain Cold. I'll start with you, Mark.
Hello?
What? Mark? Captain Cold.
Sorry.
It's all good.
I mean, Captain Cold is like mid-tier. He's okay.
Maybe he's a less cool Mr. Freeze.
I mean, there's not much to say. He's a Flash villain, but he's not the top Flash villain. He shoots a cold gun that supposedly shoots at absolute zero. He's not really that exciting.
Yeah. I mean, when he joined the Justice League and he's kind of an anti-hero, that was cool.
Yeah. I mean, Captain Cold is best when he's with the rest of the Flash Rogues. And they're all working together. Then it's really cool. But just him as himself, he's all right.
Yeah, I'd probably agree. Sharon, you've seen a little of him on the Flash show. What do you think of Captain Cold?
Well, I don't think there's anything really amazing about him.
Yeah.
You know, he just shoots a gun.
Yeah.
The workshop. Excuse me? So he's all right, but he's just kind of there.
Yeah. I'd agree. We'll go mediocre.
All
Yeah, cold. Now we'll move on, Doug. I'm starting with you on this one because you've been watching the show a little bit. Famous Wonder Woman villain. Kind of a usually mid-tier, but he came to prominence in the Harley Quinn show. What do you think of Dr. Psycho?
That is me in a 3'5" frame with really goofy hair. Of the Harley Quinn show, I think, has gotten him a lot of notoriety.
Yeah.
Obviously. So he seems like just like the, you know, a mediocre villain or something like that, but I'd actually say very good. Even though, like, if you watch the cartoon, he's not necessarily as evil as he is funny.
Yeah. So where would you put him?
I want to put him in very good because I love the character, but as a villain?
Yeah.
As a dipshit, he's the best. As a villain, he's just mediocre.
I'd agree. I'm going to just pass it to Mark. Mark, what do you think of Dr. Psycho?
Not too familiar with him, but from what I've seen, he's okay. I mean, you can't go wrong with telepathy and telekinetic powers.
Yeah.
But I've only ever seen him as the in the joke roles on commercials for Harley Quinn. I haven't even seen the Harley Quinn show.
Okay. Yeah. What do you think, Sharon? Have you seen him?
I've just seen him in the Harley Quinn show. As a villain, he's not all that much. I think he's more of a comedy sidekick.
Yeah, he is.
So he's just mediocre to me.
I mean, his whole arc is that he got blackballed from the community because he called Wonder Woman the C-word. So that's just hilarious in its own right. But see what else we got. Big Spider-Man villain came into prominence for killing Spider-Man's girlfriend. Sky, what do you think of the Green Goblin?
The Green Goblin. I'd have to say either very good or the best.
Which one?
The best.
Clinith, what do you think of the Green Goblin?
I will say very good. I mean, I like the Green Goblin. He's up there, but it felt like he was just kind of missing one thing, having both father and son be part of it, knowing, trying to take out Spider-Man, but finally couldn't.
Yeah.
I just wasn't a big fan of that part.
Yeah, I can see that. Doug, what do you think of the Green Goblin?
Now, are we going the first Spider-Man trilogy Green Goblin, or are we going the Amazing Spider-Man?
I mean, you can go Green anything Goblin. You want.
As far as when Willem Dafoe played him,
yeah.
Willem Dafoe is a good bad guy in anything.
Yeah.
So I think he played the part real well. In the Amazing Spider-Man, you know, he was killing Gwen Stacy, which, by the way, was sad.
Yeah.
I would actually say the best. Because, I mean, how do you become, like, a supervillain? How do you become, like, a major threat to a superhero? You go after and fatally harm...
Kill.
People, yeah, well, I'm trying not to say, because I'm trying not to condone it. But you, obviously, yeah, you kill those closest to the superhero, to where the superhero then wants to, you know, rip your head off and shove it up your ass.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say the best.
I'm going to have to agree. We'll let Mark, what do you think of the Joker?
Not the Joker, the Green Goblin.
Not the Joker. The Green Goblin.
I'm going to say very good. Because for all the good stories, for all the good stories that he's been in, such as the death of Gwen Stacy, he's also been in garbage storylines and was revealed to be behind the whole Clone Saga debacle. He's had as good stories as he's had bad stories. So I'm going to go very good. I can't go the best.
I'd probably agree with you on that.
I think very good.
Oh, Eric's still on the show. I haven't heard from him in like 10 minutes.
Jesus. All right, moving on. Another big name. Lex Luthor, we're going to start with you, Doug, because you and Lex have a lot in common.
Because we're both bald pieces of shit?
Yeah. You'd probably be a better Lex Luthor than Jesse Eisenberg, though.
No, Jesse Eisenberg's a bigger piece of shit than I am, so. But I have less hair than he does.
I always say Jesse Eisenberg didn't play Lex Luthor. He played Alexander Luthor.
Right.
Which is a separate character.
He played Lex, though. I mean, he might have portrayed but he was supposed to play Lex.
Right, and it didn't work.
He did not do a good job as Lex Luthor.
But as far as Lex Luthor, like in the Justice League cartoons and all that, and as a Superman villain, and especially, like, even going back to, like, Smallville. I would say because he is probably the number one villain to the number one superhero. And I would put Superman in number one because Superman actually has powers. Batman doesn't. Batman just has tech. Even though I like Batman better.
Like, yeah, everyone Luther, wants to be Batman and not Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right, because of the tech.
He's just cooler.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
So
how
I'm gonna say that he belongs in the best.
Okay. All right, Mark, Lex Luthor.
I'm gonna go with the best. Mostly because whether it's himself or it's time to get a group of villains together, he's always behind it and he's always funding it. So. He puts his money where his mouth is.
Yeah, I mean, he's just like the bad guy version of Batman, which is pretty, like, he's just a rich kind of genius.
Yeah.
But he's a terrible person. Yeah, we got to put him in the best.
All right. Best.
Before we finish up, we're going to get a little bit of a speed round going.
We're doing speed again?
Yeah, we're going to do some speed on the show tonight.
Hey.
I'm going to name everyone on the show has been on quite a few times, so they know how it goes. But I'm going to just start naming supervillains left and right. Maybe a sentence, an opinion on them a little bit, but mostly we're just saying what we're putting them.
Right.
Okay.
We're going to start off with Red Skull.
Very good. I mean, Captain America's, you know, nemesis, obviously.
Yeah.
I would say very good because I enjoyed all the Captain America movies.
Mark?
I'm going to call him okay because he's a Nazi and that's more than he deserves anyways.
Scott?
I'm going to say okay.
I'll say very good.
Sure.
I'll go with the group.
Well, there's two different opinions. Mediocre and very good. And the tiebreaker.
Mediocre.
Alright, Red Skull's mediocre. Black Man.
I don't really know enough about him to have an opinion.
Mark?
Who did you say? Which one?
Black Mask. from the Batman?
Mediocre.
I mean, he's another crime boss. There's no shortage.
Everything
of
he does, I get better from Joker and Riddler.
Yeah. He was good in that Birds of Prey movie. Ewan McGregor did a great job, though.
Oh, is that who he was?
Yeah.
Okay,
Cassidy.
Yeah. That's all I know about him, though, so I really can't give much of an opinion.
Yeah. And besides that, I think his other good story was he was basically the second bad guy in the Red Hood thing. Like he was around, but he wasn't.
He's usually the Red Hood's villain since they made Red Hood an anti-hero.
Yeah.
But I've had crime bosses before, and you know the fact that this one wears a mask means nothing.
I agree. Magneto.
The best.
The best.
I agree, the best.
Sky?
I'll say the best.
The best.
Alright. Magneto isn't the best. Kind of an anti-hero, but we'll put her in terms of villain. Catwoman. Mark.
I'm going to go with very good, mostly because she's only really a cat thief and not really a villain in the sense of, like, hey, she's going to take over everything.
Yeah. Sure. Catwoman.
I don't really have much of an opinion. I guess she's a good villain, but she's more of just a thief, isn't she?
Yeah, and she's more like anti-hero. She's basically Batman's love interest. Off and on.
Mediocre.
I'll say mediocre just because, like, she's not. She's just a jewel thief. A jewel thief that, you know, Batman.
That bangs Batman?
Yeah. I was going to use another adjective, but.
I'm going to let you start. Poison Ivy.
Oh. I really like her in the Harley Quinn cartoon. When she was portrayed in the Batman and Robin movie, I didn't like her. But as a part of this, you know, this villain squad or this anti-hero squad and Harley Quinn, I really do like her. I mean, it's not healthy to say you're in love with a cartoon, but... I mean, you're not gonna see many women out there that are gonna say, "Oh, Fred Flintstone is drop dead gorgeous," but or devilishly handsome or whatever the fuck.
What's your ranking?
Very good,
Mark.
I'm gonna go very good only because they have that blemish with Uma Thurman in that movie that we don't talk about. She brought everything she could to the character. They just gave her terrible stuff to work with.
Yeah.
But otherwise, yeah. She's a compelling villain. Always unique to see what new plant she's going to come up with.
Yeah, she's kind of humanized Harley Quinn, too, in the comics. It's kind of sad that she's just her buddy now. But they
became a couple, which is always great. Representation, let's go.
Yeah. There you go. A big one I know you're into, so I'll start with you, Mark. Sinestro.
I'm going to go very good. Always compelling villain. Other than the Sinestro War, never really the lead off to a big event. He's only got really the Sinestro War. Otherwise, he's kind of villain, kind of anti-hero, depending on who's writing the story.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
he
is Hal Jordan's nemesis, though. I mean, right? Would you think, you know, when you think of Hal Jordan, you think of Sinestro?
Oh, he's definitely Hal Jordan's nemesis, but very much like Venom to Spider-Man. If you take Spider-Man out of the equation, Venom goes after bad guys. When Spider-Man gets involved, then it becomes gotta kill Spider-Man. Kind of the same thing with Sinestro. When he's just out in the galaxy, he's patrolling and policing maybe harsher than what the Green Lanterns were doing, but he sees Hal and suddenly all he can see is the betrayal he feels.
So you don't think he's the best. He's very good.
He's very good.
Is there a Green Lantern villain?
Other than his one leadoff with the Sinestro War, he's never like the top dog of the event.
Yeah, that's true. We'll put him in very good. What Green Lantern villain would you put the best?
I would put a Prophetess in the best.
That's what I was thinking too, yeah. The Red Lantern.
He's the best. He created his own Lantern League. And he's kind of just in his feelings of why he's so angry. So,
yeah.
Can't really fault him. You can fault him for his actions, but not for why he's doing it.
Exactly. All right, now we're going to go. Sharon, can we start with you for one?
No.
Okay. We'll go Black Manta. We'll start with you again, Mark.
Black Manta?
I'm muted.
I would go very good.
Yeah, I'd say very good too. All right. Black Manta. And for our last villain, we're going to go. I want to do a nice big one. You know what? Let's go Doomsday. What do you think of Doomsday, Sky?
I'd have to say very good.
Mark, what do you think of Doomsday?
I'm going to go okay on Doomsday.
Not a fan?
I mean, for his initial story, I was, the death of Superman. But they brought back Superman, and shortly later, they brought back Doomsday, and now he's just another, he can punch Superman really hard. Yay.
Yeah.
He lost all his gravitas.
Yeah, you're right. What do you think, Doug?
What did Mark say?
About Doomsday?
Yeah.
He said that he was very good when he killed Superman, but after that, kind of fell flat.
Yeah. So I'll say mediocre.
All right. I guess we'll go mediocre for Doomsday then. And that will conclude the tier list for today. Next week we'll be doing UFC fighters. Sky, you're welcome back. I'm not sure if you watch UFC, Mark, but you're always welcome.
I'm into that one.
Excuse me. That was the top tier podcast. I'm going to plug a couple of things, but first we're going to let everybody go. Mark, thanks for joining. Sky, thanks for joining.
Thank you for having me.
Yep, no problem.
See you guys. Quintus, Clint, thanks for coming on.
Yeah. Anytime, man.
All right, guys. So UFC fighters for next week. Doug, get into the Jeopardy matches a little more, and what else we got for the rest of the podcast, and then we're going to take it home.
Okay. So basically, Tuesday night's Jeopardy, 7 o'clock Eastern time, here on Blog Talk Radio, Slice Everything Unscripted. It is our second chance match in Jeopardy. It's going to be mine and Eric's co-worker, Joe, versus mine and Eric's buddy, John. So that it's just going to be a head-to-head. We might actually get through it quicker if it's just a head-to-head. And that's going to be Tuesday. Should I spoil the categories? Should I spoil the categories, or
no,
do you want me to see?
No.
Okay. But, I mean, John and Joe know what the categories are. But anyway, so that's Tuesday night at 7. Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern time on Blog Talk Radio / Everything Unscripted. It'll be the third and final second chance match. It's going to be mine and Eric's buddy Derek, Boxman from the Dirt Sheet Dudes podcast, and Scott. They're each getting a second chance. So, and then after that, round two will start to be decided, because then we'll have 13 overall people in round two. And I'm going to start working on the categories. If anybody out there is interested in helping me come out with questions for the categories, let me know, and I'll email you the categories that I need help thinking of questions for. Also,
we already discussed those. Oh, sorry.
What were you saying?
I said I already discussed which ones I was going to help you with.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I already forgot, but yeah, you already told me, and we'll talk about that off air. Real quick, it looks like, because that's what's winning the poll right now, the U.S. title tournament for the Fantasy Warfare is what we're going to be discussing Friday night on the show. And if that is the case, here is a little sample of your first round matches for Friday night, if indeed we are doing the U.S. tournament. In round one, we will have Ravishing Rick Rude, Scott Steiner, John Moxley and Jeff Jarrett, Hangman Page, Baron Corbin, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, Kevin Owens, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Nikita Koloff. All right. I don't know what Nikita Koloff's done to you. Magnum TA and AJ Styles, Diamond Dallas Page and Lex Luger, and Kenny Omega and Shinsuke Nakamura.
Okay.
Oh boy.
So that will be discussed. That will be discussed. That will be booked Friday night, Fantasy Warfare Unscripted Wrestling Podcast.
And this was the Top Tier Podcast. Eric, thanks for joining. Doug, of course, we'll see you all next week.